The August 10th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting was jammed full of citizens wishing to express their opinions about reinstituting indoor mask mandates in the schools this year. About seven citizens, presumably mostly parents of students, stood holding signs which said things such as, "Unmask our children," "Masks are to COVID as a chain link fence is to a fly," and "My child, my choice." The room was packed. However, only a few, including one of the five board members, wore masks, which were not mandated by the state or by the BOE at the time of this meeting. Another 100 people attended the meeting virtually. Of the 19 citizens who addressed the board either in person or via Zoom meeting, seven supported reinstituting the mask requirement, 11 favored parental choice, and one seemed to favor parental choice but did not directly say so. Five of those who spoke were teachers, who all opposed implementing a mask mandate for either students or staff. Two medical doctors spoke. Dr. Matt Lee, an emergency department physician at Pocahontas Memorial Hospital, spoke out strongly in favor of the mask mandate. Lee said those are CDC recommendations and he supports them. He said that if a person with COVID-19 coughs or sneezes, they can eject 100,000 virus particles in the air, but that number goes down to about 1,000 particles if they are wearing a mask, and someone wearing a mask who receives the cough or sneeze from another masked person might only get 100 virus particles, making it less likely that they will develop COVID-19. He said that PMH has just recently had to send a 20-year-old and a 3-month-old child to ICUs and other hospitals because of COVID. He also said the Delta strain of COVID seems to affect younger people more than the original strain, and Delta won't peak for about another 3 months. Dr. Jennifer Beveridge, a family practice physician, while not directly stating opposition to the mask mandates, did imply opposition. She said her two children who attend the schools are concerned about how a mask mandate will affect their participation in sports and about the negative effects masks have on learning. Dr. Beveridge reminded everyone that traffic accidents account for about 11.7% of all pediatric deaths, and seasonal flu, strep throat, and hand, foot, and mouth disease also cause deaths and serious complications for children. Dr. Beveridge also said that surgical masks, which most students wear, do not seal around the edges, so are of limited value in stopping the spread of COVID-19 viruses. Most of the speakers in opposition to the mask mandate cited constitutional rights, government overreach, limited effectiveness of the masks, parental rights, and negative effects of masks on students, which include low morale, dropout rates, truancy, lack of socialization, depression, inability to properly learn, and discouraging class participation. Some talked about how younger students need to see and learn from facial expressions, and masks block that. Those who favored mask mandates felt the CDC recommendation should be followed to reduce risk. When it was decision time, Superintendent Beam provided each board member with a handout for his reasons for recommending the indoor mask mandate. Board President Sue Hollinsworth asked school nurse Jenny Friel for her thoughts. Friel said parental rights were important, and the daily protocols of taking temperatures and checking for symptoms of every student, staff member, and visitor upon entry into a school, isolating those students who don't pass those screenings, and keeping staff and visitors out if they don't pass the screening, should be sufficient to prevent any major COVID spread. She recommended that the mask requirements be automatically reinstated upon recommendation of the local health department. Friel also said that since kids on school buses cannot socially distance, masks should be required for students while riding on school buses. Four of the board members voted for parental choice. Only member Sam Gibson voted in favor of instituting the mask mandate again. The board also voted to require students to be masked while riding school buses, and they voted to offer remote learning at all grade levels to give parents another option if they do not want their children to attend school unless all the students wear masks. Those people looking to acquire a truly effective mask can do an internet search for sources for U.S.-made N95 masks. In part two of this report, we will discuss other actions taken at this meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.